All right, Tom Rowley here. I just wanted to discuss palliative care, and I had a patient come in this morning and was disappointed in the palliative care that her one of her parents received. And for me, it's an interesting one because it can bring up a lot of my own fears in dealing with palliative care. And if I'm not aware of that stuff, then I can end up not providing good management in palliative care. So when I think about palliative care, as a doctor, it forces me to confront my own fear of death. That's what I see when I hear about palliative care not being done well. I'm like, okay, I just wonder whether that doctor's not okay with the fact that they're going to die, and therefore, when they're treating the patient in palliative care, therefore, it is hard to actually kind of be okay with making decisions. So some of the things that might come up is like, oh, well, should we transfer this patient to a different hospital to get this thing looked at? No, they're dying. They are dying. They're close to death. Transferring to hospital is not a good outcome for that patient. Or, oh, what about if we give some morphine and is that going to kill them? And I'll be held responsible. It's like, well, no, but if they're in pain, they're going to need some morphine to make it a good death. And as I said, underneath all of that, I need to be okay with the fact that I am going to die. Otherwise, my fears about death will come through and influence the types of management that I implement. So it is worthwhile looking at, hey, I am going to die. And therefore, what else have we got? Well, perhaps there's some other things around other models besides straight Western science, which really struggles with working out, hey, is there anything to continue on? But there are other models within the world around teachings that perhaps there is a body and there is a spirit. And I'm certainly okay with that. Seems like at minimum, when I'm dreaming at night, I'm not in my body, I'm somewhere else. So I have a conscious awareness of that, and I'm going to put that down as a spirit within. And therefore, when the body dies, the spirit continues, and I don't have to be so freaked out about actually somebody dying. So I think that these concepts very hard in Western medicine. How can we run a randomized controlled trial over palliative care, or does the spirit exit the body? But nonetheless, it's going to require some kind of insights into that. And for me, the tools are, yes, there are texts around that that I can read. They're spiritual in nature. Or I can try and have direct experiences through meditation is usually the best experience that I've had. Well, I've certainly practiced a bunch of Qigong methods, and it seems like the reality that it gets created from those types of forms is a separate reality, a separate experience within myself of doing those forms. So, meditation, confronting death, all helpful in dealing with better palliative care. Hope you've enjoyed this. Hope you find it useful. And yeah, look forward to seeing you on future live videos.